Hello and welcome to The Laydown, a Gibson's Bookstore podcast. I'm Ryan and my pronouns are she, her.
I'm Kate. My pronouns are also she, her.
And I'm Ashley, also she, her.
Welcome back.
Yay!
It's a new year.
It is a new year.
True.
Are we happy about it?
Somehow also feels like it has already been a whole year.
Yeah.
It is. Been 29 days.
This month has somehow been 2 days and 2 years.
Yeah.
I can't catch up.
Nope.
Or I won't catch up.
What's even the point?
Everything is
things.
Mm-hmm. We're existing.
Yep.
We are doing that. I will, since this will probably go up today, same day we're recording, I will say that tomorrow is the nationwide strike, and Gibson's will be open, being a safe space for people if you need to get out of the cold, if you want to come make protest signs, if you just need a safe place to hang, we'll be here. We will be donating 10% of our sales tomorrow to El Otro Lado, which is an organization that was recommended by one of Michael's, our owner's friends, who's an immigration lawyer. They provide holistic legal and humanitarian support for refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S. and Tijuana through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm-reduction-based practice. So 10% of our sales on Friday, January 30th, will be donated there.
There's something to be happy about.
So there's that.
We do have that going for us.
We've got a bonfire campaign right now. Well, we've got a couple. I'll talk about the important one and then the silly one. So the important one is that we have a reading is an act of resistance design for, you can get it on shirts, hoodies, tank tops, whatever. And those proceeds are donated to the New Hampshire branch of the ACLU. And then we have a funny one. We got a real, real chuckler of a 2-star review.
Poetry.
Pure poetry. And I quote, in its entirety, the books have gone to their heads. So we did put that on a hat, and also t-shirts and tote bags and other fun, goofy items. So that one's not a fundraiser. That one's just for giggles.
Just fun.
Just for fun.
No drazer.
Yes, just for fun. And, of course, you can find all of our bonfire merch. There's links on the website, but I'll put it in the show notes as well. Yeah. What a time we live in.
Speaking of times and things that are happening, our BFFs at Libro right now through February 2nd, you can download a free copy of Mutual Aid. Ooh. So you can get yourself and your friends educated and protected for free from our friends at Libro.
Yes. Ooh. Good things.
Yeah.
Good things. There are some good things happening in the world amidst the not good things. And we persist. And we persist through reading. That's what's keeping me going.
Mm-hmm.
The month is not over, but I've already read, I think, 15 books this month.
Woo!
Yeah.
A lot.
I have just been ostriching. I've just been...
I mean, it's also been, -5 degrees out. So what?
Also that, I have...
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You get cozy and you read. That's the only option.
Mm-hmm. Stay inside, except Ashley did coerce me into joining a challenge to run a mile every day this month.
Woo!
We are winter warriors.
So,
listen, the shirts were really cute.
The shirts are really cute. They've got all the Yeti.
Those shirts are cute. They were wearing it the other day.
Mm. Yeah.
I just am a Yeti, so I don't have to run.
You don't have to run for it.
No, I chase people from my snow cave.
Yeah. I thought the Yeti on the shirts looked a little familiar. They must
be Kate.
They must have used you as their model.
Yeah. It is blonde, I think.
Yeah. It's a family tradition. My dad is the Bumble.
So he bounces.
He does.
Good to know.
Baby boy Bumble.
Baby boy Bumble. We found out when my dad was getting a passport recently. This is my 73-year-old dad. that his...
Who has a real name.
Yep. But his birth certificate had him listed as Baby Boy. So my dad is an old-timey gangster and an Obama-da-bubble snowman.
Incredible. 10 out of 10. No notes.
Yep. Obama Baby Boy.
Obama Baby Boy. Yeah. Yeah, I only agreed to sign up for the challenge because I wanted the shirt and the medal. And as I said to Ashley, well, I am running a marathon this month, so I guess I could just keep doing miles.
Why not?
That's true. Ryan ran a marathon this month.
I did it. I'm wearing my marathon shirt right now.
It's sparkly.
Yeah.
Like yeah. That.
Disney, man. They really... You'll only catch me doing races if they're in Disney or like maybe in Concord. That's yep. about it. I'm not, you'll never catch me doing the Boston Marathon. No, sorry. Let's talk about like books.
Those things.
Been reading, I guess.
True.
And then we'll do a super brief, like, 2025 wrap up of our faves, and then we can kind of talk through our reading challenge prompts a little bit, because that's up. We got it up early this year. Look at us go.
There are some real fun ones.
We had fun coming up with them.
Mm-hmm.
We sure did.
And fun customer participation, too.
There was that, yeah.
That's right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Good times.
There was a practical Algonquin round table going on in the middle of the store while we shouted silly prompts at each other.
It's true. It's really true. Oh gosh. All right. What have I read this year so far? I was gonna say my favorite thing so far this year, but there's a few contenders. I read a new book called Alice with a Y by Anna James, and it is a follow-up to Alice in Wonderland, in which the original Alice is now a grandmother, and her granddaughter's name is Alice, but spelled with a Y, A-L-Y-C-E. And this young Alice, finds herself in Wonderland. And she's like, oh my god, everything Grandma said was true, turns out. All her stories were real. We just thought she was kind of kooky. but this book is... Kate's breaking things.
Well, it was Tangos Junior.
Tangoing with Tangos. This book is the closest to a... true Lewis Carroll Alice follow-up that you can get. Like, it is... Anna James has so perfectly mastered his style of writing and, like, his level of, like, nonsense that is both hilarious and infuriating if you're thinking about it from the perspective of Alice. You're like, that doesn't make any sense! But you, the adult, are like, that's funny. it's great. It is, I've read all of the, you know, Return to Wonderland style books, and this is the best one. I am going to consider it canon because that's how good it is. I love it. I'm the Alice expert, so you have to listen to me.
It's true.
Alice with a Y is phenomenal, and that is Alice with a W-H-Y.
why?
A why, if you will.
I certainly will.
Who are you? It's great. It's great. She comes across a whole bunch of goobers from the OG, and then she also meets some new folks, and it is a grand old time. Really fun. What are some other ones I read? I'm not going to list everything because, boy, oh boy, I've read a lot. I did finally listen to You Weren't Meant to Be Human by Andrew Joseph White.
Ooh.
My entire review was, holy moly, that was dark. wow.
My review for it was simply, wow, that was aggressive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, there you go.
But you should read it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's a lot, but it rules.
Yep. It's real good, but...
But wow.
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 Wow. I also read a book by my buddy Chris Panettiere called Shit Show. It is... a... portal potty.
Oh no!
To an evil carnival.
Oh my god! How do I not know about this?
That sounds delightful.
It's great. It's a shit show. Wow. Yep. Yep, it's great. I can't even improve upon just that one. It's a portal potty to an evil carnival. That's all you need to know. It's great.
Yeah.
I listened to The Body by Bethany C. Morrow. I love everything that Bethany C. Morrow writes. She writes in so many different styles and genres for so many different ages. This one is an adult horror novel, and it is religious trauma. And the core kind of like thesis of the book is don't ask questions you don't want the answers to.
Solid advice.
Beware the vows that you make to your congregation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is, again, very, very dark. Very, very good. And then I read a book by my friend Kyle Corey. Who is just a gem of a human. His girlfriend is CJ Lead, of horror fame, and he wrote this book that is a memoir, and it's like the chapters are super short. Like sometimes they're like a sentence, maybe a paragraph. At most they're like 2 pages long. And he's just talking about this period in his life where he is trying to be an actor, trying to be a writer. CJ is blowing up. She's got a brand new book deal. Everything's coming up, CJ. Nothing's coming up, Kyle. He's got one sibling who's an alcoholic and keeps like ending up in the hospital, almost dying. He's got like family stuff going on. He's getting rejections everywhere, and through all of it, he is drinking, and sometimes he's drinking way too much, and sometimes he's just having a good time and whatever. At one point you read through the horrific period of time where their house is completely destroyed by the fires in the Palisades. You just get this like really harsh look at his life, but it's also like beautiful, and he's a really good writer. It's what a time. I think it comes out in June or July. And it is so good. And it like hurts. It's a gut punch. But also it's like this kind of really beautiful meditation on life and drinking. And it was fascinating to read as a sober person. It was just, I was like, I don't know what that drink tastes like, but you seem to like it. You seem to really enjoy this. And I have hung out with drunk Kyle, and he is, in fact, a wonderful man. It's very silly. We solved all the world's problems.
Good work.
Excellent.
It was great. And then I also listened to Jeanette McCurdy's novel, Half His Age. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That was a read. It's a modern-day Mrs. Robinson. It is rough. But it did end the way I hoped it would end, with our main character having some clarity and ending things. But it is about a high school student who starts a relationship with her married teacher. Oh, boy. Mm. What a time.
Adventure.
Oh, Jeanette.
She's such a good writer.
I know, and I'm glad she's doing all right.
Yeah, it is.
Been through it, that Jeanette.
She sure has, and I had to keep reminding myself that this was a novel. This was not another memoir, because she reads the audiobook. So I kept being like, oh, God. But it's a novel. It's fictional. But I love her style of writing because it's very, like, blunt. To the point, there are no frills. Like, it is very, like, almost abrasive, which works really well for this book. Nice. Really, really loved that. And I read a bunch of other stuff, too, but those are the ones that I care the most about. And I'll touch on some of the other ones when we talk about the reading challenge.
Yay.
Well, you guys... You read anything good this month?
Kate?
Sure! So, my staff pick right now is Age of Calamities by Sanaa Ahmad. It is a debut collection of short fiction, and it absolutely rules.
Yeah!
Within the first short story, Anne Boleyn gets her head whacked off, waits for everybody to clean up and go home, and then picks her head back up, puts it back on, and goes back to her apartment and continues to terrorize Henry for hundreds of years. He just keeps trying to destroy her, and she keeps coming back.
Atta girl.
I love her so much. There's another story where this little English town has a hole in time and space or something, and Napoleon keeps arriving by the boatful, just clones of Napoleons. And they're filling this house very Wind in the Willows style. It's super chaotic.
Oh my God.
One of them can pull the moon out of the sky. Of they have to talk to the vicar because they don't know what to do. Nobody knows what to do. It's delightful.
That's
but
so good.
Every story is funny and creepy and presses all those right buttons that you want to be pressed in modern magical realism.
Yes.
Like there's a lesson in every story, and I really like it. So that's Sanaa Ahmad's Age of Calamities, and the cover is really pretty.
It is really good.
It's super pretty.
It's a good cover.
So that'll help you out reading challenge-wise later.
Yes.
Pretty Thing, Gibson's Wreck, all sorts of good stuff.
And we cut your head off for the staff.
Yeah, we did.
It's true! And we put it back on!
Yeah.
I'm talking to you from my connected head right now. I am a modern miracle. Let's see. My other books that I've been reading this month haven't come out yet, so you're going to get an early taste. The first one was The Garlic Eaters. It's an illustrated children's book by Madison Safer, and she both wrote it and illustrated it.
Mm.
And it's a little teeny tiny family who live in a garlic bulb. And their clothes are made of garlic paper, and they sleep in a little sardine tin, and just, it's the cutest, loveliest illustration, and then a mole eats into their house.
Ah! Oh, no!
And they need to find somewhere else to live. So it's the story of being a displaced person. Mm. She is writing specifically from a European Jewish background.
Oh, wow.
Of being removed from your homes and where do you go next? But it's all about how to hold on to your community when you're not in your community anymore and how other people can open doors and let you in and how we can all be connected by eating garlic because garlic is delicious.
Yes.
But it's beautiful. The artwork is so lovely. I just absolutely adore it. That's The Garlic Eaters and it comes out in July. And then once you've got July out of the way, you can read The Maltese Version by Katie Simpson Smith, which is coming out in August. Katie Simpson Smith wrote The Everlasting, one of my favorite books of the last decade.
Talk about a good cover.
Oh, that was another good cover. And I picked that up because it was a Joe recommendation when That's I was right. still a customer here. Thank you, Joe!
Yay! Joe!
But much like her other work, Katie Simpson Smith is back again with multiple timelines, with multiple artifacts that connect these people throughout history. And last time it was across thousands of years. This time it's around about two lifetimes worth of people. But it's about translators and poets and language and what makes a story your story? What happens when it's put into someone else's words? Is your poetry still the same when someone else puts it through their lens? It's really gorgeous
really
and fascinating.
Yeah,
it's really cool. And I learned a lot about Malta, a place that I did not know much about. So that's The Maltese Version. That's Katie Simpson Smith. And that's out in August.
Woo.
And if you don't want to wait till August, go read The Everlasting.
Yeah.
That book is so good. And the cover's so pretty. Then other things that are about to come out. Next Tuesday, the new fairy tale retelling from Mac Barnett comes out. Rumpelstiltskin! Woo! I'm so excited. I love the story already. I love his retelling of it. And the art is done by the incredible, incredible Carson Ellis, an author and artist and musician and activist. There's very little that she doesn't do. And I am just so thrilled about this book. We're going to be doing a story time on Tuesday with it. I have made myself quite the crown. So we're going to be reading The New Rumpelstiltskin, which is going to rule. And we're also going to be reading Carson Ellis's Du Ich Tak.
I love that book!
I do too, which is a beautiful little story with completely made-up language and these great little bug people. And it's just, it's perfect. And Carson Ellis right now, she's just amazing. She's so cool. I love all her artwork and all her work in general. Mm-hmm. But she is fundraising for Stand With Minnesota, in partnership with Books Are Magic and Emma
amazing.
Straub. She's got an incredible Melt the Ice series of artwork up on her website right now with all the funds going that way.
Amazing.
Because, man, these fairy tale people, they know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Fairy tales and folk tales exist because people made them to explain things that were scary or mysterious or whatnot, trying to find a lens. And there's a lot of stuff going on right now. You don't need me to tell you that. But there may be a lot of children in your life who could use some guidance with what's going on. And fairy tales and folk tales are a really good place to find your way in explaining some difficult things.
Mm. Yeah, that's a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've been reading.
Ashley.
I've read some stuff.
Yeah.
I'm Ashley. I read books.
I think the last time I was just about to finish A Night in Lonesome October, which was delightful. Did my annual reread of A Christmas Carol on Christmas. Delightful. One that I'm really excited about isn't out yet. I think it's March 3rd. Terry Tempest Williams has a new book coming out. And if you love nature writing and just love being in awe of the natural world, then you will really, really like this one. It's called The Glorians, Visitations from the Holy Ordinary. So it, like, sounds kind of religious-y. And, like, she has a, like, religious upbringing that she touches upon throughout, but basically, like, her religion is nature.
Yeah.
And everything in nature is beautiful and divine, and we really need to be better to it all. And so it just, it was an arc that was sitting on John's desk, and I was dropping something off, and I stole it. So, sorry, John. But also, I don't regret it, because it ended up being, like, one of my favorites that I, like, squeezed in at the end of 2025.
You redistributed the wealth.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then speaking of squeezing in, I stayed up till midnight on New Year's Eve for the first time in probably a decade.
Woo! Champagne! Confetti!
To finish The Art Thief.
Oh, nice!
Okay. Which was I think I had originally planned to use it as my, like, true crime read for last year's challenge, but then read Raised by a Serial Killer instead, which was the wrong choice. The Art Thief was so much better.
Yeah.
Or at least just, like, less
traumatic.
Yeah. If you
Raised by an art
thief. Dude, I honestly would not have minded being raised by this guy. He was out of control. So many heists just by one person.
Oh.
It was incredible. And, like, moved pretty fast. But since I was reading that on New Year's Eve, I had to push my annual reread of The Alchemist to New Year's Day, which I think I actually like better. So
kick off your year right.
Exactly.
I like that.
It's still 5 stars. No notes. It's one of my favorites of all time. Mm. I also this month have read Flagrant Self-Destructive Gestures, a biography of Dennis Johnson by Ted Geltner. One of my bosses from my last job randomly texted me and was like, hey, you should buy this book and then let me borrow it.
Oh, okay.
And I've never read anything that Dennis Johnson wrote, but now I want to read it all. This book was so unexpectedly good. I read it because one of our prompts for this year's challenge is a biography of someone you've never heard of or like, don't know anything about, so I was like, oh, this is perfect. It was so good.
Nice!
Speaking of crazy dudes, I mean, he wasn't stealing art from multiple museums around Europe.
That we know of.
But, well, yeah. But he had some, like, pretty wild adventures and, like, went through some rough patches, like, drugs and lady troubles and whatever, like, everything you expect of artistic personality in, like, the 60s, 70s, sure. 80s? Like, yeah, yeah. It was a time, and he was having a time. and it made me want to read, like, his whole canon. So eventually I'll start in on that.
Nice.
After that, I read My Gym by Nancy Rawls. I was working on a return pull at some point last year or the year before, and it was pretty close to when I had finished reading James, which I loved. So good. And this was on the pull list, and I was like, wait a second. Like, read the back real quick, and I was like, yeah, it is exactly what I expected, which is also, like, a spinoff from Huck Finn, but it's Sadie's story, so Jim's wife.
Ooh.
And I was like, how have I never heard of this? Like, it wasn't James Good, which is probably why I'd never heard of it.
Yeah.
But it was really good.
Aww.
Poor Sadie.
Aww.
Hard time to be a lady.
Yeah, especially an enslaved lady.
Yeah.
It was just, nothing good was coming out of there. And then I just, like, literally just finished at lunch today, the infamous Burke and Hare serial killers and resurrectionists of 19th century Edinburgh.
Ooh.
I put in a spell for this one, and in my note for Michael, I was like, for research, wink. He said nothing, so either this is very on brand for me, and he's like, yeah, no, Ashley, like, murdering people and, like, donating their bodies to doctors to dissect in front of their classes tracks. Or, as Ryan has suggested, he doesn't look at the notes.
When I ordered 5 copies of the Office of Strategic Services Sabotage and How to Master It, he gave me a thumbs up. So he's reading them.
So he does read them. Okay, yeah. Good to know. This book, it's a pretty wild story. These two dudes just... Grave robbing and body snatching was a big thing at the time because the doctors needed to get their specimens from somewhere, and it was a pretty lucrative business. And then these guys were like, but wait a second, if we just kill people, we don't have to, like, dig them up.
Step one, murder. Step two, question mark. Step three, profit.
As you would expect, it did not end well for one of them. The other one got off pretty easy because he, like, testified against the other guy in exchange for not going on trial himself. It was a time.
Yeah. Yeah.
A time was had by all.
A time was had by most.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I am also reading, finally, Never Whistle at Night.
Oh. Yeah.
So I've been, like, reading a story or two, like, if I wake up early and can't fall back asleep, it's so good.
I was gonna say, that's definitely not gonna soothe you back to sleep.
No, I think early in the month, I was like, I just have, like, a few more minutes before bed, I'll read one now, and, like, I can't watch scary things, but I can read them because I don't visualize, I think, is what saves me. And so, like, it wasn't like, oh, I read this scary thing and now I have to, like, go to sleep and I can't, or I'm going to have bad dreams. But it was just, like, sort of amps you up. And I'm like, oh, but I'm too jacked to fall asleep now. So those stories are for early mornings or afternoons, not right before bed.
That's another book with a gorgeous cover.
Yeah. That one's on my list for the pretty cover.
So I had it on my list for last year for anthology, but then never got to it. And I have repurposed it for pretty cover.
Yeah.
Yes. That was the one that Ashley was like, hey, you probably have this book. Can I borrow it? And I went, yeah, for sure. And then I went home and went, I do not, in fact, have this book, and I don't know why.
It's okay. My mom saved the day. Woo. Yeah, it's fine.
You could ask me.
Aww.
I have this book because it's the book that I bought the day that I turned in my application to work at Gilstead. Because I couldn't just come in and drop off an application. I had to prove that I was a book person.
Yeah, of course.
You're like, I have really good taste, and also you should hire me. And we were like, okay.
Done.
And now they'll never get rid of me.
No matter how many times we try to chop off your head,
you just keep coming back.
Keep sticking it back on, baby.
All right. So let's do a real quick little cutesy wrap up of 2025. If you're on social media, you saw our little end of the year posts of all of our favorite books, or, like, you know, in my case, a bunch of books, and also I forgot some. So real quick shout out to Clay McLeod Chapman, because I fully forgot that Wake Up and Open Your Eyes was a 2025 book because I read it so long ago. So I started seeing it on everybody else's lists, like end of year, like best horror I read this year, and I kept seeing it and being like, wait a minute. Oops. So sorry, Clay. That was in fact one of my favorite books of 2025. Also got a shout out Victorian Psycho. Obviously. As our girl. When the Wolf Comes Home by Nat Cassidy. Spread Me by Sarah Gailey, Play Nice by Rachel Harrison. So many good books, man. I don't even... Bury Our Bones in the Midnight Soil.
Yes.
V.E. Schwab. So good.
Great year for books.
It was such a good year for books. White Python World Tour.
Yeah!
Wow, wow, wow! Yeah.
That was a guitar, Ashley.
Yeah, that was...
One of the pointy ones.
Thank you for clarifying. I was very confused about what instrument that was supposed to be.
Well, you gave me a face like, should I call for help? But...
what else? Breathe In, Bleed Out by Brian McCauley.
Yes.
Oh, The Everlasting, of course.
Of course.
By Alex E. Harrow.
Ooh.
Dark Sisters by Christy DeMeester. Meat Bees by Dane Erbach, which I think comes out this year, but I read it last year. I don't know.
Reed keeps asking me about Meat Bees.
I found it in my stack, so I can bring it in now.
Specifically, he wants to know when he can meet Meat Bees.
Soon, Reed, soon. And then The End of the World as We Know It, the anthology of books set in the world of The Stand. That one is super, super good. Yeah, I had billions of favorite books last year, but that's a bunch of them, and I could keep going and going and going, but last year was a great year for books, and this year is shaping up to also be great.
It's going to be incredible.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'll put... Obviously, all of our... I make little individual lists for each bookseller of their favorite books of the year. So I will put those in the show notes so you can see. Comprehensive lists.
Yeah.
But what were some of your faves, guys?
So I narrowed mine down by genre because I also had a big old crazy stack. And it was particularly a weird stack because I read pretty widely and wildly, but I'm also the lead children's bookseller, so it's usually over in the kids' department. So it was half wonderful picture books and half psychosexual freakouts from the adult side. So
it's
I needed
all about balance.
It is. That's me. I'm a balanced individual.
Yes.
So my favorite picture book of the year was The Night Giant.
Yeah!
We love Night Giants by Lorenzo Colatecchi. He's a great big blue baby.
We love him.
Who plays with all the pieces of the city while we go to sleep. And dreams about hanging out with his Night Giant parents. He's the cutest little thing. And
I love him.
I'll burn this whole place down if anything happens to my Night Giant.
It's true.
I love you, Night Giant. My favorite youth fiction chapter book. I am not the only person to favorite this, as it's a freshly minted Newbery Honor book. Called it last year. This is Aubrey Hartman's The Undead Fox of Deadwood Forest.
Yes!
It is perfect. Mm. It is going to be a book that is read in classrooms the same way that we read Roald Dahl and Kate DiCamillo. It is going to carry on. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. It's a fox who has a job to lead all of the spirits of animals in the woods to their next realm. And he loves his little job and makes tea and has a mushroom garden and has a cool cape and an eye patch. And then this badger ghost shows up and just messes everything up. And it's lovely and sweet and funny and creative and really about self-acceptance more than anything else, which is delightful. It's a great book, and it's really good for kids, and I'm glad that it got an award. Yay!
Yay!
My favorite lit fic of the year was Lily King's Heart the Lover.
Oh, yeah.
Another astounding book. Mm. If you want to cry till your stomach hurts, but in a good way, Heart the Lover is the book. It's... oh, it's brave and raw and beautiful and everything that Lily King is so good at, and you're going to get so angry at the men in the book. Oh, it's just, it's so good. Heart the Lover. And then my favorite genre book was, speaking of haunted carnivals, Jane Flett's Freak Slaw. Haunted Scottish carnival.
Yes.
Where they are setting up shop on places where witches were burned in the past, and uh-oh, the town's gonna pay for it.
Yup.
So good. So that's Jane Flett's Freak Slaw, which also has a really good cover.
Mm-hmm.
Neon green, big old eyeball, all that fun stuff.
Yes.
Then my favorite non-fic of the year was this year, 365 Songs Annotated by John Darnielle of the Mountain Goats.
Yes.
And to quote John, as I do every year now, I'm going to make it through this year if it kills me. So, thank you, John.
What a perfect mantra for
2026.
Yep. Yes.
And then in my favorite lists, I also forgot that Victorian Psycho came out last year because we read it 2 years ago.
Yes.
But last February was the February of Victorian Psycho.
That's true.
And I also forgot about Holly Brickley's Deep Cuts, which I adored, but I read in the summer 2 years ago. It came out weirdly in the winter last year, which was not the time of year that it should have come out.
No.
The paperback is on its way, so you have your time to catch up. And right now, there's all sorts of drama with it, with the movie casting, with Sean Durkin making a movie.
Ooh.
Look that up. Read the book.
Ooh.
2025, baby.
Interesting.
26?
Well, these were the books from 2025.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But yes,
okay.
It is now 2026.
Wait a second.
I'm pretty sure.
What is time?
Time is bad. Although, there's good stuff coming in 2026 that I'm really excited about.
Yes.
New stuff from three of my all-time favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Tana French, Lauren Groff, and Emily St. John Mandel this year.
Oh, yep.
Big year for pre-orders, y'all.
Yup.
Woo!
Also, new Coulson Whitehead.
Yes.
Third Harlem book.
Yup.
It's very exciting. New Matt Haig, which is in the same world as Midnight Library. It's Midnight Train.
Oh my gosh.
So excited about that one.
Incredible.
And new Emily St. John Mandel. Very excited for that one too.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of not good things going on, but there are a lot of good books coming.
Yes.
True.
Okay. My list from 2025, your favorite picture book is good, but it was no Little Freddy Two Pants.
Little Freddy Two Pants was wonderful.
We love you, Little Freddy, and your
we
two
love
pants.
You, Little Freddy.
Little Freddy Two Pants, Bare Bones in the Midnight Soil, The Amalfi Curse by Sarah Penner,
ooh,
Three Wild Dogs, Marcus Susak. The part about the dragon was mostly true. Sean Gibson.
Sean Gibson!
Best friend of the store. New Mary Roach was last year.
Oh, yeah.
Replaceable You, Adventures in Human Anatomy.
Gross and wonderful, as always.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. That about sums it up. Linguophile, A Life of Language Love by Julie Sedevi. You Weren't Meant to Be Human, which, against my better judgment, is a favorite. I don't know why. It makes you feel all sorts of feelings that aren't good, but somehow it works.
It's true.
Our Infinite Fates, Laura Stephen, Demon of Unrest, Eric Larson, Ring Shout, which, in addition to being a really fun book, was a really fun event.
That was a really fun event.
Peter Lee Clark is so cool, and he should come back.
Yes, agreed.
Victorian Psycho, obviously.
Heck yeah.
Is a River Alive, speaking of, like, really pretty nature writing, Rob McFarlane. Caesar's Last Breath by Sam Keen, The Light Eaters, Zoe Schlinger, which was also an event last year that I ended up not being able to make it to, and I was really bummed about that because that book is so cool.
Yeah.
I went to that one. It ruled.
Yeah, plants are awesome. turns out. And, like, smart. Weird.
They were here first, man. Plants.
Yeah. The Dispossessed, Ursula K. Le Guin. The Elements of Marie Curie, Dava Sobel. End of the Earth, Voyaging to Antarctica by Peter Matheson, which I want to recommend to people, but it's, like, out of print now, so...
Oh, no!
But just, like, come ask to borrow mine. But then just also bring it back, or else I'll be real sad.
And I'll get you.
Yeah. This Ordinary Stardust, Alan Townsend, also just such a bummer. Like, life is real sad sometimes, but also beautiful. But sometimes at the same time. The Everlasting, obviously. Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency by Douglas Adams. The Society of Unknowable Objects by Gareth Brown. Night Watch, Jane Ann Phillips, who has a memoir, like a memoir and essay, sort of Elise Myers-ish, I think, memoir coming out this year.
Nice.
I forget when. I have the ARC at home. I let one of my friends read it first, and he said it was delightful. So that's probably going to be something I talk about more the next time we record. TBD. Dracula by Bram Stoker, The Lilac People by Todd Milo, and That's a Great Question I'd Love to Tell You by Elise Myers. Love her. I could have had a list twice that long. Mm-hmm. It's so hard to pick favorite books.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love most of them.
Yeah.
Which I believe you wrote in my caption.
I think I did. Yeah. Yeah. 2025 is a good year of reading.
Yep.
And we've got lots of good stuff coming up. So I want to just go through our very silly, goofy, fun reading challenge. We have 57 prompts this year, you guys. Because I didn't edit it down at all, because I loved them all, and I thought that they were very funny. It's really funny when I go look at other reading challenges that I'm a part of on StoryGraph, and they're like 12 categories. I'm like,
amateurs.
So, we could just kind of speed run these. The first one, we've got a debut from this year or last year. Can be fiction, nonfiction, just somebody's first book. A chonky boy, a book over 500 pages, a little guy, a novella under 200 pages. Those are classics. We've got book recommended by an indie bookseller, a Gibson staff pick, a banned book, a 2026 event author. Sign up for our newsletter. And then we start getting a little silly. We've got a title with an exclamation point. Love that. I read a book called Last Chance Live! Would you have to say that way? It's about a reality show for teens on death row.
Was it 2 years ago? There was murder!
Yeah, exactly. Lots of options for that one.
Oh, yeah.
Classic, an audiobook from Libra FM. We've got a book with a blue cover, because everybody's got those. Yep. I don't know the title, but the cover was blue.
If you're colorblind, you can ask us for help. It's okay.
It's true. We've got recommendations for you. An author whose last name begins with an H. I read Sweetener by, I think, Higgins? Yeah, Marissa Higgins is that one. I'm going to be honest. I don't remember what that one was about.
What if an author is a horse?
I'll accept it.
Yes!
We've got a book with LGBTQIA+ representation. A prompt that'll make me feel old. A book published the year you graduated high school.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. A book with a title that contains a date or day. That's fun. Mm-hmm. That's fun. I went through Libra FM and I just started typing in the days of the week and just selecting a bunch and being like, I'm going to see which one sounds best.
Nice.
A book that's been adapted to stage or screen. A book that should be adapted to stage or screen. That one, every book I finish, I'm like, should I use that for that prompt? Maybe. A book that has an adaptation you hate.
So many options.
So many options.
I know. I'm going to knock out a couple Oof. With that one.
Yeah.
So there's a book that I loved, and I think it came out the year I graduated.
Ooh.
And I haven't read it since, and the movie was awful.
Oh, man.
So.
Yeah, check, check, check.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Oof.
I don't even want to say what it is yet in case I read it, and it's just too embarrassing to continue to live.
That's fair.
I love this.
We've got a book with co-authors. And then we've got book one of a trilogy, book two of a trilogy, book three of a trilogy. They do not have to be in the same trilogy.
Yeah.
Go wild. A found book. So something you found in a little free library or just on the side of the road or it showed up mysteriously on your desk. Whatever.
In the pocket in front of you on the airplane.
Yeah. You found it. A book with a map. Love that.
Love maps.
Mm.
So this one, I found my choice really, really funny because you'd think book with map. I'm going to go with like a fantasy novel or maybe like historical fiction or like a history novel. I went with Shit Show by Chris Panettiere because there is, in fact, a little map of the town in the front of the book.
Yeah.
And I was like, should I use that? That's funny. Yeah, I'm going to do it. A book set in and around space. Love that.
So
love a space book. Love a space book. A book with an omniscient narrator. A book with a mountain on the cover.
That one's for me.
That was for you. A book that takes place in winter. I feel like that's also for you.
Maybe.
A book that features multiple timelines.
Also for me.
Also for you. A book with frogs!
Yes!
Yes!
And or toads.
Yay!
Toads.
But specifically frogs!
This one.
And toads. I like toads.
My mom texted me when the list went live and was like, what? Why frogs? I was like, well, Kate was wearing this awesome frog pin when we were brainstorming, and I was obsessed with it.
Oh, it was the frog pin day!
That was frog pin day.
Oh, I love that frog pin.
Yeah.
I'm bringing back pins this year,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, do it.
Let's do brooches.
Oh, yes, I'm into this. I reread Tuck Everlasting for the first time in a billion years.
Oh.
And there's a really good little toad in that book. And so that counted for
nice.
That. And I was like, yay. A book with planes, trains, or boats. Love that. A book with a shape in the title.
Mm.
Fascinating. This one is a bonus one. It's an arc. So here's what we wrote down for that. The next time you're in the bookstore, ask for Ryan, Kate, or Ashley, and one of us will go out back and pick out an arc for you. Not local? Next time you shop online with us, mention that you need an arc for the reading challenge and say something really nice about Ashley and she'll throw one in with your order.
This is literally my worst nightmare. Please don't say nice things to or about me. Just ask for the arc.
No, say nice things. She'll hate it and it'll be really funny and she'll forward it to me and then I get to cackle. Oh, also, if you are in town tomorrow, January 30th, we're going to put out some arcs as giveaways tomorrow because you don't need to buy things to find a good story or something to that effect. So if you're on strike but you still want a good book, we're going to have arcs out tomorrow. You can just come get some.
Yeah, and if you're a teen or an early 20-something, you can definitely read early arcs and copies with us over on the kids' side.
It's true.
You can review books before they come out. We'll post your reviews. We'll give you a coupon. So if you're like, I'm 20 and I still want to read kids' books, great. I'm 40 and I'm reading kids' books. Come see me. We'll get you signed up.
Yeah, buddy. Next up, we've got a book about a holiday that isn't Christmas.
What?
There are other holidays.
You there? What day is it? Arbor Day?
This is. I want people to get weird with it. I want like a Memorial Day book or like a like an Arbor Day book. I mean, mine will probably be Halloween, but you know.
Please send me your leap day recommendations.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I want to find the weird. I'm going to keep clicking on the books added to that prompt just so I can see what people are choosing. A book you should have read in school. I have a lot of those. A book you've let everyone believe you've read. While we were coming up with these prompts, I said, wouldn't it be really funny if my book for that was Alice? Turned out I'd never read it. I
just... Hilarious. Honestly, I'd be so impressed. Yeah.
Alas, I have actually read it many, 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 many times.
This is what I did with the movie The Matrix for about 16 years, and I finally got caught.
That's funny. Oh, I like
That's
that.
A good run.
That's a really good run. I mean, I feel like it's in the zeitgeist enough, yeah. So you kind of you know. Through that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Even from when it came out, I knew enough to just ease right through it.
Yeah, absolutely. The prompt we keep referencing, a book you judged by its cover, for good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, really good covers. There you go. this is the prompt that made Corey from Jack of All Graves real mad. A blank of blank and blank. Corrigan famously hates fantasy. And let me pull up the text she sent me when the list went live. She was so mad at me. Hold on. It was so funny. She said, tried to find the least offensively fantasy blank of blank and blank book for the laydown challenge. 50 pages in, I want to kill myself. Let it not be said I didn't attempt to leave my comfort zone.
You're welcome.
What a champ.
Sorry, Corey. I've already read one of those this year. I read Curse of Shadows and Ice. By, oh gosh, it's so tiny on my screen, Katarina Maura, maybe? It's a Spicy Beauty and the Beast retelling.
Uh-huh.
So, I was like, sounds there fun. You go. Yeah, it was great. The next one, is whatever book Gibson's booksellers won't shut up about. So last year it was Victorian Psycho. We have yet to find out what it'll be this year, but, you know, it's only January. Give us time.
Yeah.
A fictionalized story about a real person. You should all just go read The Glutton.
Oh, yes.
Just everyone go read The Glutton. I don't care if you've read it before. Read it again. Ta-ra.
Some of the boxes that we get now of books, the packing paper is just tubes. And every time here later I like pull out these tubes of paper, all I can think of is your child. Going through a tube.
He's just a tube.
Oh, that book really upset my mom. Sorry, Mom.
Oh, it's so good. We reread it we read it for the Jack of All Graves book club last year. Oh, it just is so good, even the second time. There was stuff I'd forgotten about in the book. I was like, oh, this is great. I love Tarar.
What I had forgotten about that whole band of weirdos with the violinist and everything.
Yes!
And, oh, great book.
Oh,
beautiful book. Cover.
Yep.
Very good cover.
That's why I picked it up.
And you should go look up the two different episodes of Jack of All Graves where Tarar was the cold open. Because they did it twice.
Oh, Tarar.
We love him. Next up, we've got a book that takes place entirely indoors. I keep thinking I've got one for this, and then the characters will, like, go for a walk, and I'm like, no!
You're ruining it.
Stop it! I even thought I had one. I was reading a space one, and I was like, well, they're going to be on the ship the entire time. No.
Even Room isn't entirely indoors.
Yeah, because they escape.
Dang it.
You goobs. I'm gonna find one. An author who shares your birthday. You got to do some Googling for that. Mm. The only person I think I share a birthday with, like, Salvador Dali. An author who shares your home state, so you find your local authors. A book recommended to you by someone whose taste you do not share. Kate just learned something. Uh-oh.
I held my pen in my teeth, which I never do.
Uh-oh.
And it fell out of my teeth and directly into the keyhole of my dress. And I couldn't figure out why I was suddenly cold. And Ashley saw all of this happen. Sorry, everyone.
Oh, boy. Oh, goodness.
I was trying to figure out a birthday that was shared, and instead,
all kinds of crazy things happened.
Yep. Sorry, everyone.
That's okay. Oh, my goodness. I only missed it because I was reading the reading challenge. So, yeah, a book recommended by someone whose taste you do not share. I'm nervous about that one. A biography or memoir about someone you know nothing about. Your favorite author's favorite book. Okay, listen. Listen.
We know favorite is a loaded word.
We know. Just pick a book that an author you like has recommended, okay? It doesn't actually have to be favorites. We just like that phrasing. Okay? Relax.
If it's not the favorite, I'm going to find out and I'm going to disqualify you.
A book set somewhere you've never been but want to visit. Really tempted to do a time travel book for this one.
Because
I'm currently reading George Falls Through Time, where this very adorable little gay London boy gets really, really stressed out and he falls into the 1300s.
Oh, I just downloaded that one.
It's really good so far.
Oh boy, so stressed out you fall into the 1300s.
It's great
when that happens.
He gets so stressed that he just bloops into the 1300s and immediately gets thrown into a dungeon. It's so funny.
Oh no.
Oh, he's so sweet. I love him. I got a few more. I've got a book you loved as a teen but haven't touched since.
I'm so excited.
Boy,
for that one.
I have so many. So many to read.
Oh, I got a lot of Chuck Palahniuk to read.
Oh, man. There you go. I might have to reread Twilight for that.
I was a grown up when those came out.
Oh, I was in high school. A biography of someone you love, written by someone you hate, or vice versa.
Thank you, random customer, for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out your name here. We forgot to ask.
That was very funny. Like, I got one. A book you noticed in the background of a movie or TV show. I have started I already was doing this where I would stare at the backgrounds of shows and movies and stuff, but now, like, I'm trying to remember what it is I saw so that I can add it to this challenge. I was watching a show the other day, and I was like, oh, they're reading a book. Okay, what is it? And then I was like, oh, it's Macbeth. I literally read that last year. Dang it. A book written by a fictional author. So this is fun. There's the Scott Lang Look Out for the Little Guy. That's the Ant-Man book. There's also the book, I'm trying to remember what the movie was that came out, but the book is called Argyle. Maybe that was the name of the movie, too.
The movie was also called Argyle, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, that's not a real, like, that's, the author on that is just a character in the movie, I think. I'm not really sure how it all shook out.
Maybe a cat.
There's a cat in it.
It's somehow part of the Kingsman universe.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, God. I read it. I didn't watch the movie. I read it. It's not great, but it's a fun, dumb time. Like, you'll read it
sometimes
super fast.
Sometimes that's exactly what you need.
It was exactly what I wanted, and I read it during the time, like, it had just come out, and everybody thought Taylor Swift had secretly written it.
Oh, yeah.
And I got three chapters in and said, guys, I know she's Taylor Swift. She's a better writer than this. This was not her. Trust me. Do a buddy read. So I think Ashley and I are both going to read Lucy Undying.
Yeah.
I think that'll be...
Like Lucy from Dracula?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can read it too. Yay. We're real excited. It's by Kirsten White, who I love.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Read a book to someone. So this is cute. I read Alice to the girls.
Yay.
Like a week ago. Sat down. I let them pick the edition because I have a lot. And so they picked one that had, it's like the side, like, the size and shape of a picture book, and it has full page, beautiful illustrations, nice. Like paintings. So we got through. We got through it in one day.
Reed didn't take me seriously about how I wanted him to read Bear Soup Turtle Makes a Friend. So when I got a copy at NEBA, I brought it home and read it at him enthusiastically a couple times in a row until he showed the proper appreciation for Good. Bear Soup Turtle Making a Friend.
Good. Yes, I will also accept read a book at someone. That is also fine. A book with a character who shares your name. A book fed to you by the algorithm. I did the Jeanette McCurdy one for that because she just kept showing up. Mm. All of the sponsored posts. I was like, hi, Jeanette. Okay, I'll read your book. Brand new youth fiction or chapter book. Come talk to Kate.
Yeah, don't sleep on that stuff, man. There's really cool, weird things happening out there in middle grade fiction.
Yeah, I think I'm going to read Broken Dolls by, what's her name? Ali something. It's a middle grade horror.
Nice.
I'm very stoked.
There are two different middle grade and YA horror supernatural Little Women retellings.
Oh, amazing.
One just came out. It's called Beth is Dead.
Yeah.
And then the other one is called Little Monsters, and it's on the way soon. And I can't wait. It's delightful.
Amazing. A book with a cover or a title that makes you cringe.
I believe that's what I'm going to use Jeanette McCurdy's new one
yep.
for.
Yep. Oh,
Sarah
boy.
Created a list of covers that are perfect and we hate them.
Yes.
And that's one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. A book set in Arkansas. Why?
Because I wanted to put a book set in blank state on the list, and I couldn't come up with a state or felt bad about monopolizing the making of the list, and John was standing there, so I said, hey, John, name a state.
And he said
and
Arkansas.
That was the one.
Well, right. Apparently Ghost Set a Watchman by Harper Lee is set in Arkansas.
Yep.
So, also,
Arkansas.
Apparently the League for the Suppression of Celery. Sounds great.
Yeah, I hate celery. Let's go.
Shakespeare's Landlord by Charlene Harris.
Okay.
Make Sure You Die Screaming by Z. Carlstrom.
Oh.
And Where Things Come Back by John Corey Whaley.
Do they come back to Arkansas?
Mm. Those are all books that have been added so far to that prompt on Storygraph. And then last but certainly not least, your Desert Island book. Amazing. Mm. And that's actually the 58th prompt because the ARC one is a bonus.
Yep.
So it's 57 prompts and a bonus.
Yeah.
Woo! We did it.
Egg salad. Excellent.
We did it. And now you can all do it.
Yeah.
Yes,
Read books.
And if you need some books to read right now with what's going on in the world, I highly, highly recommend you check out Microcosm Publishing.
Yes.
We carry a ton of their zines.
Yes.
Zines, books, guides. There's all sorts of wonderful DIY, thrifty, crafty things. But three things that we have on hand right now that could come in useful. One was already mentioned, the Office of Strategic Services, Sabotage and How to Master It, a.k.a. the CIA's 1944 Sabotage Manual and How You Can Too. We also have a Direct Action Handbook, a Guide to Organizing and Protesting Safely, and How Not to Get Arrested at a Demonstration, which is also how to help other people who are in the line of danger.
Yes.
So Microcosm Publishing, we carry a bunch of their stuff. Their website is amazing.
Yep.
Everyone who works there rules. It doesn't matter who you are and what you're into, you will find something there that will spark your niche interest. They're the best.
Yeah. My friend Abby is their marketing person,
nice.
And they crush it.
Good job, Abby.
Yay.
Woo! Yay, Microcosm. Yeah. Yay!
Woo!
Yay, books.
Reading is an act of resistance. We got this, everybody.
But be careful, because the books will go to your heads.
Two stars.
And you can get that on a lovely knit hat.
You can. You can indeed.
To keep them contained in your head.
Exactly.
I got it on a trucker hat so it can vent out the back and affect others.
Perfect. All right. Well, let's wrap this up so I can edit it and post it. I don't edit these anymore. Reminder about our partnership with Libre FM. Listeners who are new to Libre FM can receive 2 digital audiobooks for the price of 1 credit by using the code LAYDOWN at checkout when they start a new membership. If you're not already a member, what are you doing? Go. We love them.
And you can get a free copy of Mutual Aid through February 2nd from Libro.
Run, go. You can email us about the podcast at thelaydownpodcast@gmail.com. For a shoppable list of all the books we've discussed during this episode, you can click the link in our show notes or go to gibsonsbookstore.com/laydown-books. Make sure you're following us on your favorite social media platforms. We're on most of them. And all of those links will also be in the show notes. Thank you all so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe so you'll know when we upload our next episode, and consider leaving us a nice review. Until next time, we'll see you in the bookstore.
Bye!